This is the sound of the sun. The speeding gases also generate powerful magnetic fields. As the star rotates, the fields clash and burst through the surface. Giant magnetic loops erupt into space. Some are so large, the Earth could pass right through them with thousands of miles to spare. They are spectacular and they are deadly, blasting a stream of electrical particles deep into space. This is the solar wind. It can damage spaceships and satellites, even put astronauts' lives in jeopardy. When giant loops collide on the surface of a star, the energy released sends temperatures soaring from 10,000 to 10 million degrees. That extreme heat triggers the solar wind, sending millions of tons of particles streaming out into space. The bigger the star, the more deadly the wind.
The amount of energy blasting down on the Earth would strip away our atmosphere, boil our oceans, melt the surface.
Understanding how stars work could help us protect ourselves by predicting their most destructive forces. But there's nothing we can do to protect ourselves when a star dies. In its final moments, it annihilates everything around it. But the giant red star is self-destructing. Its core becomes dangerously unstable. With no hydrogen left to fuel it, the star begins burning helium and fusing it into carbon. The star is now destroying itself from the inside out, blasting violent surges of energy from its core to its surface. These energy waves blow away the star's outer layers. Slowly, it disintegrates.